today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, wherever you are. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah on the program. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Thursday, is the 1st of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless the Holy Quran. We'll look at verse 16, chapter Ar-Ra'd.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفاتخذتم من دونه أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أم هل تستوي الظلمات والنور أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار.
Say, who is Lord of the heavens and earth? Say, Allah. Say, have you then taken besides him allies, not possessing even for themselves any benefit or any harm? Say, is the blind equivalent to the seeing, or is darkness equivalent to light? Or have they attributed to Allah partners who created like his creation, so that the creation of each seemed similar to them? Say, Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the one, the prevailing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One can infer from the verse that the process of creation is a continuous matter, and Allah is continuously shedding rays of existence, in which case every being is benefiting existence from his pure essence from moment to moment. Therefore, the process of creation and administration of the world of existence are both in his own power, just like the oneness of creation. Remember, we're speaking about thinking well of Allah. Thinking positively of Allah is a great act of worship of the heart, but many people have not understood it correctly. Thinking positively of Allah means believing in what is appropriate to Allah. May He be exalted of names, attributes, and actions. Believing in the great impact that they have on His creation, such as believing that Allah bestows mercy on those who deserve it and pardons them if they repent and turn to Him, and He accepts their deeds of obedience and worship, believing that Allah has great wisdom in all that He wills and decrees. Whoever thinks that thinking positively of Allah does not have to be connected to striving is mistaken and has not understood this act of worship correctly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with a new topic, inshallah, to discuss with each other. The topic that we want to discuss it today is having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is in Islamic terms called husn al-dhann billah. We should cut our hope from anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to know that our only hope in material and spiritual affairs, not only in material but also in spiritual affairs, is in God, in Allah. Both material and spiritual matters, and both of them, our only hope should be in Him. That's, we trust in Him. He is our whether we are talking about this world and the, let's say, the word in terms of material issues or in terms of spiritual and hereafter issues. So in both sides, we need to have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our only hope is Allah. There is no doubt about it. But also, we have to know that He is a knot breaker. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are the one who actually make knots. But we have to pay attention to the fact that we can tie the cord ourselves. Yeah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is a knot breaker. He is the one who opens the knots, and we are the ones who actually create and make and tie knots into each together. So we have to be afraid of our own sin, as it says in hadith, وَلَا تَخَافَ إِلَّا ذَنْبَكَ. Don't be afraid of anything except your sin. We have to understand that it's us who are tying ourselves in our material and spiritual affairs. So we need to trust in Him in order to actually break the knots.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From the ways to get closer to Allah at home, we have reading the Quran. There are so many benefits of reading the Quran. Prophet Muhammad said, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, he will receive one good deed as 10 good deeds like it. I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but rather Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. This is the time to take the best opportunity to fill in as much time with the Quran. A great way to keep yourself alert and active simply by reciting one page after every prayer or listening to the beautiful recitations while doing your work. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. the continuation of today's special, Thinking Well of Allah When You Are Tested. Tests come to us in a myriad of ways. We should just know that thinking well of Allah should make us look beyond the test. This test is something from Allah, and He wants to teach us, to purify us from sin, to strengthen us, and to bring us closer to Him. We do not have a cruel God. Our God is the most merciful of those who show mercy. When we approach our tests with that frame of mind, we cannot but gain from our experience, inshallah. Just as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny told us that Allah is too gracious to turn away the hand that asks Him. He's also too merciful to disappoint you and your good opinion of Him.
That's why we have the problem of depression in our societies, because many people don't really believe in the Day of Judgment. The belief in the Day of Judgment actually gives you hope. 60 million Americans are suffering from depression. Why? One of them is this. Do they truly believe in the Day of Judgment? That is why the belief in the Day of Judgment is central to the religion of Islam. So this believer makes a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of this sin, that calls on my punishment. I have to punish him in this life and in the hereafter. Allah says, however, فَأَنظُرُ فِيمَا صَلَاحُهُ مِنْ آخِرَتِهِ. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't rush. He doesn't hasten his punishment. Allah says, I look at his best interest. What's his interest for the hereafter? This person had committed a sin. A lot of the dealings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does with us, brothers and sisters, are based on our interest, if we only knew. We're always nagging and objecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't realize that what Allah has done to us is actually in our own interest. Allah says, I look at the interests of this person. My believer has committed a sin. Should I punish him in this world or in the hereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أُعَجِّلُ لَهُ عُقُوبَةَ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah says, because I have mercy on my servant, I will hasten the punishment here in this life. So he does not have to deal with this sin on the Day of Judgment. Which one would you rather choose, brothers and sisters? Deal with the consequences of your sin in this life or on the Day of Judgment? In the grave or here? I tell you, I can't handle the punishment of Allah in the grave on the Day of Judgment. But I can handle the difficulties of this life. The punishment that I get in this life. It's possible. It's not the end of the world. Allah has given me the patience to handle it.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. That's a nice topic, so inshallah we're going to continue to discuss about it. So be with us. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي